Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Real quick, before we get started, I need your help. I don't have a huge budget for this show, and we are 400 plus episodes in, which is amazing. But to take this show to the next level, we need to get more ratings and reviews in the Apple platform and the Spotify platform. And if the several thousand people listening to this show right now just stopped what they were doing and gave us a 5-star rating, we'd be in the news and noteworthy section in no time, meaning we can reach more people and continue to bring on world-class guests. So please take a second right now, pause, and take this simple, high-leverage action. Thanks a ton. Today, we're tackling a question that's been causing gym debates and online arguments for several years now. Can plant-based proteins stack up to animal-based proteins when it comes to muscle building? The conventional wisdom in fitness circles has long held that animal proteins reign supreme for gains, like steak and milk, or whey protein. But a recent study by Pinkers and colleagues challenges this dogma, suggesting that a strategically formulated plant protein blend might be as anabolic as milk-based proteins. Anabolic means to just build up, so you're building up muscle. So let's get into this. First, let's contextualize this debate a bit. The idea that animal protein outmuscles plant sources isn't baseless. Previous research has shown advantages in essential amino acid content of animal protein, specifically leucine levels, which has been demonstrated to be the key amino acid responsible for stimulating muscle protein synthesis and mTOR. Also, plant protein is less digestible because it's bound to fibrous plant material, making it harder to break down. So the protein in animal sources, it just seems to be more effective when it comes to stimulating muscle protein synthesis because it's easier to access. And it ups these amino acid pools, specifically leucine. But here's the thing. Most studies have pitted single plant proteins against animal counterparts. So for instance, pea protein versus whey protein. So what if we took a more nuanced approach, combining complementary plant sources to mimic the amino acid profiles of high quality animal protein? That's exactly what these authors set out to investigate. The researchers recruited 24 healthy, recreationally, and randomly assigned them to either drink 30 grams of milk protein concentrate or a crafted blend of wheat, corn, and pea protein matched for essential amino acids. So the amino acid profiles of both protein blends were the same. Then they went deep. They took muscle biopsies to directly measure myofibrillar protein synthesis, the key process behind muscle growth. They also tracked blood amino acid levels to see how the protein drinks were being absorbed and utilized. The results were interesting. When the researchers crunched the numbers, they found no significant differences in muscle protein synthesis rates between the milk and plant-based groups. That's right, the plant-based protein stimulated muscle building just as effectively as the animal source. Now, the milk protein did result in higher blood levels of essential amino acids, particularly leucine, which I mentioned earlier, compared to the plant blend. This suggests some differences in absorption and utilization between the sources. However, the key takeaway is that when it came to the bottom line, building new muscle protein, plant-based blend held its own against the milk, despite the lowering circulating amino acid levels. So what does this mean for you? While it's not an open and shut case for the equivalence of plant and animal proteins, it strongly suggests that a well-formulated plant blend can indeed be as anabolic as milk-based protein, at least in the short term. This is a major win for the plant-based fitness enthusiast and vegans looking to optimize their gains. By combining the right plant sources to complement each other's amino acid profiles, it seems you can craft a protein that's just as muscle-friendly as the animal-based option. Now, there's a few caveats worth noting. This was a short study, meaning it didn't directly measure long-term changes in muscle size or strength. The high protein dose used, which was 30 grams, might also have masked the differences that could emerge at lower intakes. Additionally, the specific plant blend used here was meticulously formulated, and not all plant protein supplements on the market will necessarily measure up. As always, it pays to do your own due diligence and look for products that prioritize quality and good amino acid blends. I like to use Thorn protein. They have a whey protein that I use. They also have a plant-based protein. I'll put a link in the show notes to that. They're very reputable. It's the only thing I really recommend. Also, if you try to just eat whole food sources, you're going to have to eat a lot of vegetables and a big vegetable blend to get the protein you need. Again, I recommend eating tons of vegetables throughout the day, but if muscle hypertrophy is your aim, you're just going to have to pay attention. All this told, the study is a compelling addition to kind of the evolving story of plant-based proteins for fitness. It challenges long-held assumptions, and it kind of opens the door for more inclusive and sustainable muscle-building nutrition practices. The key lesson: while all animal proteins still have their place, don't ignore the potential of plant-based options. With strategic formulation and complementary blending, it seems that plants can indeed kind of hang with the best when it comes to whey protein for supporting your strength training goals. If you enjoyed this deep dive and you have a friend that's big into the gym culture or curious about plant-based diets, would you please share this episode with them? And until next time, stay curious, stay critical, and keep chasing excellence.